The opinions expressed on this WebmasterRadio.fm program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of WebmasterRadio.fm. Any rebroadcast or retransmission of this program without the express written consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.
Looking for answers that will accelerate and advance your online store or website? You have made it to the Merchant Help Desk, presented by AscenderCart.com. Our hosts and expert guests will break down ways to succeed in your online marketing operation. Get your questions answered on subjects like SEO for e-commerce, legal issues, PCI compliance, and more. The Merchant Help Desk is now open for your questions. Please welcome your host, a pillar of wisdom in the area of website accessibility, design, and web content, Lee Roberts.
Well, good morning, everyone, or good afternoon, whichever it may be. You got Lee Roberts here, and I am glad that you're out there today because we're going to talk about return on investment and calculating it accurately. And with us today, we have Darren Babin.
What's going on?
How's it going, Darren?
How are you, buddy?
I'm doing good. Survived all these tornadoes out here in Oklahoma.
Wow. Can I tell you, like, it has just been nothing but tornado haven this year. And I swear, you living in the alley, buddy, I wish you luck. Continued luck.
Well, you know, I'm kind of fortunate. I live in a bunker. My exterior walls are 10 inches solid. I've got 3 feet of dirt on top of my house.
Wow.
Going out from the side of the house, we've got about a 30-degree angle for dirt going out. So the bottom layer is probably 20 feet away from the side of the house.
Oh, my gosh. So you really are in a bunker.
Yeah, you could land a tornado on us, on the top of us, and it might suck the water out of the toilet and the trees out of the atrium, stuff like that. But heck, it ain't gonna touch me.
Oh, wow. Wow. Can I tell you, if I ever consider moving to Oklahoma, my friend, I'll have to order up your architecture.
Well, no, you don't want to order them. They built the house 30 years ago. Let's see. Yeah, about 30 years ago in the 70s. And it's not built to my specifications, you know. Being in military security and all kinds of stuff that I was in there, and being a fireman and that type stuff, I really don't like the architecture of the house.
Well, we're not talking about keeping ourselves safe from drones, but, you know, an F3, you know, okay.
Yeah, an F3, yeah. We'll survive that.
So Lee, you piqued my interest when you said, you know what, there's not a lot of people talking about ROI out here these days. They're making the buck because they're paying much more for traffic than what they even realize. And like, you totally rang my bell with something. And it was something I actually didn't even, like, I didn't think of. And it's, you know, I think it's common sense. And like, you know, my brother, bring forth the revelation, because it's something I think, you know, people who are out there representing budgets and or, you know, spending them, you know, spending their own money in campaigns, they need to be aware of this information.
Oh, definitely. You know, if you look at what Google says in their training information for AdWords, their ROI calculation is the basic first off, it's incorrect, but it's also based on the standard investor ROI calculation, which is ROI equals revenue minus investment. And in the case of AdWords, the investment is the ad spend. Well, that number is so far off kilter for business owners that it's impossible to get an accurate reading. If we look at an investor, what we have there is a person that is like a poker player, a professional poker player, comes to the table with a certain amount of money and says, okay, this is what I'm going to invest, or this is what I'm going to spend, and how much money am I going to get in return? And the difference between what you got or what you get and what you invested is your return. Well, that's a simple number for investors.
Right.
When you get into business owners who have all kinds of variables, you got cost of goods, you got SG&A, you got EBIT, you got EBITDA, you got all this other accounting terminology and everything that goes into the calculation of return on investment. And if we look at a friend of mine, he sells radio advertising, and I've got another one that sells television advertising all the time. And we sit down once in a while and we argue about return on investment, you know, friendly arguments over a cup of coffee or something of that nature. And what we end up walking away with is an agreement to disagree because they're taught that with the return on investment, what you're doing is you're calculating the entire revenue set
right.
based on that one investment for that commercial. And if you're running a commercial for a week, you can't say that that entire revenue set for that week was a total result of a week worth of television or radio advertising. That's just totally wrong.
Right.
Because you got your benchmark layer there that this is my average or this is my typical investment or return or revenue that I get during this period of time. And
now,
yeah, go ahead.
Let me ask you this. For those that are listening to this that are going, okay, like I kind of get this, like it's kind of sinking home, but like where do I get my benchmark from, right? Like maybe I'm so new, you know, maybe I've got like, you know, great ideas, I've got great products, you know, I've got sales, but you know, I haven't gotten far enough to really understand how to create a benchmark. You know, what is a benchmark?
Okay, well that's pretty easy to do. We basically sit down and do a little bit of statistics or basic algebra, and you come up with the responses that you're looking for. One is, what is my average order total? Okay, you may be brand new today, but you can look
right.
at what habits you have in buying,
right,
and use that as a benchmark. Okay, if I'm going to buy a particular item, do I buy other items on top of that? Now, let me give an example of a loss leader that we often see at the grocery stores or out in stores. You might remember this show. It's called Happy Days. You remember that show with Fonzie?
Great show, man.
I think in episode 51, I believe it was, Fonzie and Howard, Mr. Cunningham, had to go attend and sit on a jury for a week. And in lieu of closing the store, Howard had Marion, his wife, take over the store and run it. Well, while they were gone, she had this amazing sale. She sold paint by the gallon for a penny. By a gallon for a penny. She sold out yep. the entire store. Everything was gone.
Right.
When Howard came back and she said, well, you know, we don't have anything to sell next week because everything is gone. He was like, what? How in the world could that be? How did you sell everything? She said, well, I had a sale on paint by the gallon for a penny. And Oh, man, he went even more ballistic. I don't know if you remember that episode or not.
It's coming back.
But he sat down over the weekend and figured out what kind of return on investment she got. And she made a 20% return. That's amazing. 20% return on a penny when the main product costs more than just about everything else. But what she realized in by error is when I make a sale, when I have a sale, people buy other products. That's what's called loss leaders, and grocery stores do it a lot of the time. Right. They will sell a particular product knowing that you need to get something else with it, and the margin on that other product or other set of products is enough to cover the loss on that first product.
Right.
Okay, so that gives us an idea that, hey, yeah, we can do this if our returns on investment are big enough.
Right.
And
it takes understanding where your benchmarks are and where you can afford to give to see that extra in your overall ROI.
Right. Now, let's take some numbers that I've worked with over the past several years when I've studied this. Let's say that our average order total is $18.18. So, simple number, right? Now, most stores, when they sell a product, their average is typically higher than that. But this is a reasonable number to start with because some people have products for like $5 and add shipping and add another product. Now you're working on your way on up to $18.18. And let's assume that we are using AdWords. Now we all know that AdWords is expensive. Where if we're an insurance agent, we're spending $75 per click. If we're in my industry where we're selling shopping carts, we're spending the world doesn't end over there somewhere. At least I haven't found the top end of it yet. But everyone's making the assumption that when someone buys from us, they are doing a couple of things. One, they're going to return through a bookmark. That doesn't happen. That's just a myth. I don't know who started that one, but that was a great one because it's been around forever. The other thing is people need to understand that, yes, there is a customer lifetime value and a lifetime of your average customer. So let's say that our average customer is 3.6 times that they're going to buy from us, and they will be around for 4 years. Well, that's, 14.4 times that they will buy in a four-year period. That's nice. A pretty significant number.
Yeah, it is.
And most companies don't even get that. So let's say they're going to buy 1.2 times and be around for 3 years, which is 3.6 times. And we look at our 18-18. Let's say that we spent on AdWords $29.26 to get this person to buy from us one time. Now, that's a significant amount. But they're, believe it or not, there are people out there that spend that type of money to get someone to buy one time when they're going in the hole. With a 25% margin, this is net margin, we're talking about that person having to come back. How many times before we make a profit? Would it be one, the second order, the third order? Which one do you think it might be that we're going to make a profit off that order, off that customer? I got you stumped?
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people said, well, I'll make a profit the next time they buy. I'll make $6 and something and change.
Right.
Well, that's wrong, because what have you forgotten to calculate? You got your cost of goods. You got your
right. Exactly.
SG&A.
Exactly.
Yeah. So that's not going to happen. So at what time, when do you think we're going to be able to get that person to make that profitable purchase?
So it's looking at that, at retaining that person for that third, fourth, fifth spend, so you can get in to the real ROI.
That's correct. With those particular numbers, the 18-18 average order total and the 29-26 cost of advertising to get that person to buy one time, we need 7 times for that person to buy. And at that point, wow, we make $2.26. That's crazy. $2.26, that person's got to buy 7 times before I make a profit. Who's winning?
Wow. Yeah, of course. That's who's winning. Well, I just saw a flare come up from Brasco over at the studio, like saying, speaking of ROI, we got to take a break.
Yeah, we do. So let's take our break. Let's hear from our advertisers there and make some money so we have some return on our investment here.
You got it, baby.
We will return with more of the Merchant Help Desk after this.
2-1, boost to ignition.
Ascend into new heights of ranking and revenue with a search engine friendly online shopping cart that's ready for liftoff. Introducing Ascender Cart. Ascender Cart optimizes your shopping cart with easy-to-use SEO tools that will help build keywords, titles, and tags for top search engine rankings. Get all of the advantages of having a shopping cart on your site and monitor your progress with regular reports in just a click. Prepare to launch your shopping cart to the top of the search engines with Ascender Cart. Learn more about what Ascender Cart can do for you at AscenderCart.com. AscenderCart.com.
Our clients have earned over $1 billion. Now it's your turn. With over 20,000 products to promote across a huge variety of niches, ClickBank provides countless ways for any affiliate to make money. You can promote any product immediately. No contracts required. Looking for recurring commissions? Upsell products? ClickBank's got them. And best of all, you can make up to 75% commissions. Ready to become the next ClickBank success story? Sign up now for free at ClickBank.com.
We're rocking the world with LinkedIn.
Hey, it's Mike O'Neill and Lori Rupp, the LinkedIn rock stars. We are ready to rock your world with LinkedIn.
Join your fearless leaders, Mike and Lori, as they reveal insider secrets.
Because I know the secrets, don't I, Mike?
Chat with other LinkedIn gurus.
We have great guests on our show, and today is no exception at all.
And answer your LinkedIn questions.
All caps, Mountain Dew, comma space, all little letters, sleep.
Rock the world with LinkedIn, Mondays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific, or on demand anytime inside the Internet Marketing Channel, only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
Welcome back to the Merchant Help Desk, presented by AscenderCart.com. Once again, here's Lee Roberts.
Hey, hi, everyone. We're back again. You got Lee Roberts here and my buddy Darren Babin. And we're talking about return on investment. If you didn't catch the first segment, hang on to your hats, because we're going to blow you away with the second segment here.
Amen.
Calculating return on investment. You know, we left it off with who was going to be making the money when you're sitting there advertising on AdWords and you're spending $29.26 when your average order is $18.18. You know, we quickly discovered that in order to make a profit off that single customer, that customer has to buy 7 times. But we previously realized that the average number of times that a customer buys from us in a three-year lifetime is 1.2 times. So what we've got here is a disparity of, hey, we're losing money, hands over fist, nobody knows it, because Google's ROI calculation is ROI equals revenue minus ad spend. And we have forgotten all these really cool things that our accountants and CFOs and comptrollers and everything else really like to dig their fingers into and eat up, because they love numbers. Well, what do we need to know as business owners? We need to know what our cost of goods are. We need to know what our SG&A is. Darren, what's the SG&A?
You're stumping me again.
Oh, man. SG&A, sales, general operating expenses, advertising.
Yeah, see, I'm not an accountant. I leave that up to them.
Yeah, I used to, too, till I got I went to school, learned accounting, and said, hey, you know, this is pretty good stuff. I love numbers. I used to do differential calculus in my head, and boy, did my instructors hate that.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Lee, I got to tell you, buddy, we're going to have to get you out a little more often. Differential calculus, you know, I'm thinking maybe a fishing pole, you know.
Well, you know, I used to like to think a lot and figure out problems. You know, the one thing I haven't figured out is chaos theory. Yeah, everything's screwed up, so hey.
Yeah, right.
It's all chaotic. If I add one and one, I got to get two somewhere along the line.
There you go.
But when we're looking at ROI, we have to calculate all these things. Let's take a drop ship, a company that sells using drop shippers. And let's say that the cost of good, the net, the gross margin is 30%. That means that we have 30% in which we do sales commissions, general operating expenses, and advertising expenses. And, okay, we're working online, so we can take out the sales commission. So let's take the S out of there. Now we got cost of goods sold plus the general operating expenses plus the advertising expenses. Now, if we figure out that we want to have a 5% average in there, we've also got to figure out that how much we can spend. So if our average ticket is $100, that's including our shipping, our sales tax, which actually falls under the general operating expenses. So we have our cost of goods sold at 30%. That's actually 70%, leaving us 30%. And our shipping cost average is, let's say, $7. So now we've got $77. Our sales tax, let's say that there is no sales tax, just per se today. So now we've got down to 23% that we can work with. Well, I want to keep $10 for every $100 I make, generate, right? Wouldn't you?
I would.
Okay, so that gives my business a growth of 10% net revenue. So that leaves me 13% that I can use for advertising. That's $13 that can go towards AdWords. So for every $13 I spend in advertising, I've got to make $100. Is it easy to do?
If planned right.
If you play it right, yeah.
If play it right. But again, I think, Lee, you said it earlier. If you're not factoring in absolutely everything, then you are going to find yourself running into a situation where you're not earning your money back and you are running in a deficit. But you have to be able to identify those, all of those little items.
Yes, you definitely do. And
from like even the ancillary, like, you know, hosting support, you know. I for one always factor in, you know, X percent in you know, like emergency expenditures, you know, just to make sure in terms of campaigns that, you know, I've got a buffer in there for the sake of making sure that campaign performs the way it needs to. And if I've played the cards right and everything has gone according to plan, then the rest is bonus.
Right, definitely. I think what we need to do right now is figure out our own ROI and stop for a moment, listen to our advertisers there again, and then come back, and I'm going to blow you away with a real case study of how understanding your ROI can make or break your business.
Rock on.
We will return with more of the Merchant Help Desk after this.
2, 1, boost to ignition.
Ascend into new heights of ranking and revenue with a search engine friendly online shopping cart that's ready for liftoff. Introducing Ascender Cart. Ascender Cart optimizes your shopping cart with easy-to-use SEO tools that will help build keywords, titles, and tags for top search engine rankings. Get all of the advantages of having a shopping cart on your site and monitor your progress with regular reports in just a click. Prepare to launch your shopping cart to the top of the search engines with Ascender Cart. Learn more about what Ascender Cart can do for you at AscenderCart.com. AscenderCart.com.
As you know, being an expert at
What did she say?
Requires lots of practice and a great tool. Think you could use some help with
Whoa!
You're not alone. Hundreds have used our tool to take their performance to the next level.
The language!
Of course, we're talking about managing Facebook ads on Acquisio.
Oh.
Buy, track, manage, optimize, and report on media across all major ad networks. Visit Acquisio.com to get a demo today. Acquisio. Search, social, display, one platform.
Life tips. Making your life smarter, better, faster, wiser. Wednesdays at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific. Or on demand anytime inside the Entertainment Channel. Only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
On the road. On the boat. Working out. Or up in the air. Now you can listen to WebmasterRadio.fm on the go from anywhere. Look for WebmasterRadio.fm on TuneIn. Available for download on your iPhone, iPad, BlackBerry, Android, Palm, Samsung, and Windows Phone. As well as Google TV, Yahoo TV, and Roku. Tune in to WebmasterRadio.fm on the go from anywhere by downloading TuneIn right now. WebmasterRadio.fm. We really are everywhere.
Welcome back to the Merchant Help Desk, presented by AscenderCart.com. Once again, here's Lee Roberts.
Hi, and we're back again. And I'm Lee Roberts, and we have Darren Babin with us. Today we're talking about calculating return on investment.
Making money! Did I say that right?
I think so. Let's make money. Let's keep some money. We make money all day, but sometimes we give it away to Google and other companies because we just don't know how much of our ROI we're tossing away. Yeah. And let's talk about a company. I shared that just before the break that I was going to come back with a case study that could identify the perils of not understanding your ROI. And I can't, for certain reasons, I'm sure everyone understands these reasons, especially embarrassment. This company that I worked with and helped them figure out what their issues were spending 38% of their gross revenues on AdWords, Yahoo, and Microsoft, getting people to come and buy. They had over 400 keywords they were advertising just on Google alone. That was crazy. They had one word that for one click, one sale, it cost them $500. And their average order was $28 and some change. So they were definitely never going to make profit off that customer. They would need 20 plus times for that customer to come back and buy, and more than likely that customer was going to come back through pay-per-click anyway. So when I sat down with this company, I looked at the number of words that they were using. I looked at the words that were actually converting versus the ones that weren't and that they were blowing a lot of money on, and immediately cut them down to 18% of their gross revenue. And their gross revenue was 27%, their net desired was 27%. So they were 11% out, losing money every month. And they were at a loss for the year. Now, of course, they had offline sales. So this was Peter Robin from Paul or something. They were losing $40,000 at the end of the third quarter. The fourth quarter, I came in, fixed their business, told them exactly how many keywords we would use and how many we would set up and how many sales we would increase by decreasing and more concisely focusing on the converting words and optimizing the campaign. At the end of the contract, I had them at less than 11% of their gross sales, increase their sales by double through Google AdWords, Yahoo, and Microsoft, and turn their business around with a comparative growth of $321,000 at the end of a year.
Holy Moses. And I'm back. Holy Moses, that's huge.
Yeah, that's huge. And, you know, the funny thing is when I look at what all these these pay-per-click managers say is, let's throw in all these words. Well, you're throwing it the bigger – if you got a pot and you throw all these beans in it, you're going to have beans overflowing, which means they're not getting cooked. They're not being used.
I don't think I've ever used that. I don't think I've ever heard that analogy used before. Not with pay-per-click. That's interesting.
If they're not making you money, then you're wasting time on them.
That's true.
Your time is part of your ROI.
That's true.
If they're costing you money, you're throwing money away, which is costing your ROI.
Wow.
Everything you do, whether you're picking your nose or whether you're smiling at your girlfriend, costs you time and money.
That is true.
So it's important that we look at these things. And you know why I chose ROI today, Darren?
So Brasco would stop picking his nose right now?
Well, I thought he was smiling at his girlfriend. I know he wants to go back to Denver to mess with that girl that's got my brand on her.
That's true. He won't let that one die.
Hey, He can have her. I'm married. She's just got my ex on her.
That's it. She just marked a spot. That's right.
But one of the things that we have inside the Ascender cart system is an analytics system that does two wonderfully terrific things that are patent pending and other systems have just thrown out the door and totally ignored. These other systems look at visitors, return visitors, unique visitors. Well, hey, if I'm tracking for 5 years and I'm looking at unique visitors versus return visitors or versus total visitors, yep, hey, you know, I might have a significant number, maybe 13% of return visitors.
Right.
Is that important to me?
Well, I would think it's important to know absolutely what percentage of return visitors are, how often they come, what their buying proclivities are, what that individual person's average spend with you is. Absolutely.
Well, you know what? You can't tell that information. All they tell you is, hey, yeah, they came back, but they don't. Did they buy? You have no idea.
Now, I mean, Lee, how do people get around that? I mean, you know, look, it's a problem. You know,
it is a problem.
People need a solution for this very issue.
Well, I've developed a solution for that very issue. We track in our analytics system. We track decision funnels, which include identifying whether that previous customer, not that previous visitor, but that previous customer. Is that previous customer costing me extra money to get them to buy again?
Right.
As we just talked about, it takes 7 times with an average ticket of $18.18 and a spend of $29.26 before I make $2.26 in profit.
That's crazy.
If we throw another $15 on there, or even $5, now we're out to 8 times before I make a profit.
Yeah.
If we up it to $10, now we're out to 11 times. Put $15 on there. That, you know, we keep getting the point there that, hey, I'm never going to make money on this guy, but I never know it because Google, Omniture, and all these other cool systems, they don't tell me this stuff.
Right.
And they won't tell you because we've got it patent pending.
Right. Well, I can say this. I use the system, the Ascender card system, but nowhere near to the robustness that it is. But I personally can attest to the fact that what I use like exceeds my expectations. So, you know, for those of you out there that, you know, really are looking for more the e-commerce type of you know, information, the analytics that he's talking about, that you know, you mash up with, you know, your more traditional packages, but take it to a more granular level so you actually know what you're making, you know. What that customer's really worth, and Lee's right, you know. I personally, like, I use that system because what Lee showed me it could do for AFCON events was an amazing thing, and he's long supported AFCON events, and I got to tell you, every time he does another update on this cart, this system, this CMS, this e-commerce platform, this analytics platform, like it's more things than you could possibly imagine that it is, and it continues to grow and evolve. And you know, I gotta say, Lee, I mean, dude, kudos. You know, like I've been an SEO for eons, and being an SEO is one thing to understand and respect what you built under the hood there. But from a pure business standpoint, the business acumen that has gone into building this sales tool and platform is awesome. And, you know, quite honestly, folks, if you're out there, you really don't need to debate, you know, give it a try, because, you know, my God, to have this kind of information at your fingertips, I mean, it's what you're going to need to keep from falling on your face, plain and simple.
That's true. You know, it's a shame when people make a decision based on half the information.
And I mean, there's carts out there, Lee, like, you know, for you know, $50 for, you know, whatever, off the shelf scripts that they're just that. They're just simple PHP scripts, guys. And let me tell you what, guys, you get what you pay for. You get what you pay for. And you're ultimately going to end up losing money over it. And like, I've gone down those roads before. And you know what? Like, spent the money, burned the cash. Like, you know, I might as well have been lighting, you know, $100 bills on fire. Like, it, really. But, you know, like, you live and learn, and especially from people who've been around the block. And, you know, like I said, you know, with myself, I've been around the block, and I got to tell you, I may not use every ounce of ammunition that is inside of that bunker that is, but God damn it, it's there. If I need it, I can use it. and it's amazing, you know. So, yeah, man. You know, ROI, Lee, I think, you know, for people these days, it's really needing to get a handle on, you know, the ABCs of, you know, their expenses and their business operations. Like you said, you know, not discounting, you know, the some of the most simple, obvious operational things, and not believing the things that, you know, are tossed up to you as, oh, here's your ROI from Google. That's bullshit. Pardon my French. It is.
Right. Well, you know, I'm glad you're here today, Darren, and I want to say that it was not only a privilege but an honor to have you on my show today and be able to share your insights.
Absolutely. Fun.
Yeah, we do need to wrap it up here. So I want to thank everyone for listening in today. I want to thank our sponsors for advertising with us and the people here at Webmaster Radio for providing such a wonderful platform to reach out to those that want to better their business and learn from the various experts available. Thank you, and hope to hear from you next time.